In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. It's all about authority this morning. The chief priest and the elders asked Jesus by whose authority he taught. The chief priest questioned Jesus because he had been teaching in their little kingdom, the temple. As the leaders of the temple, they ruled supreme. They didn't like challenges to their authority. When Jesus answered their question about who gave him his authority, he answered their question with a question. Jesus answered them, by whose authority did John the Baptizer baptize? Did John's authority to baptize come from heaven or from man? John baptized with a baptism of repentance. John called men to repent of their sins, be washed and made clean. Jesus knew that John was sent by his Father in heaven as the one who cries out in the wilderness, make way for the coming of the Lord. He knew that John was popular with the people. He knew that John did not receive his authority from the temple, but from God. And one of the reasons John was popular was that the teaching and leadership in the temple was false and corrupt and ungodly. The people knew, they knew that, and they followed John into the wilderness to hear him preach. The temple had become a den of thieves who robbed the people of their money and sacrifices. Jesus knew that if the chief priests and the elders answered his question by saying that John received his authority from heaven, then he would ask them why they did not believe John and come to repentance. And Jesus also knew that the temple leaders would not say that John received his authority from man, because such an answer would upset the people who regarded John as a prophet sent from God. The leaders did not want to contend with a crowd of people who were upset by what they said about John. After all, they got their authority from the people, not from God. You can read that in the very first verse of our reading today. They really wanted, the temple leaders really wanted to be rid of Jesus. You see, the previous day, Jesus had run the merchants out of the temple. The temple had been turned into a marketplace, and that marketplace was corrupt. The vendors cheated the people out of their money. The temple was supposed to be a house of prayer, but instead it had become a den of thieves. By casting the vendors out of the temple, Jesus challenged the authority of the leaders of the temple. After chasing the vendors from the temple, Jesus gave sight to the blind and healed the lame. These healed people recognized Jesus as their Savior, the Son of David. Finally, the temple leaders refused to answer Jesus' question about where John the Baptizer got his authority. So Jesus refused to answer their question about where he got his authority. The Son of God lived by the word of his Father. His authority came from his Father. He was not accountable for any man or men on earth. He did not have to answer their questions. He was only accountable to his Father in heaven. He had told him that his authority came from his heavenly Father on many other occasions, but they would not believe him. The temple leaders then became indignant and began to plot against Jesus. The plotting would, of course, lead to Jesus' crucifixion. Some things never change. As we follow Jesus, at times we will encounter church leaders who will put their authority over God's word. So it was that Martin Luther confronted the Pope with the word of God in an effort to reform the church. Dear ones, the Reformation is not over. It will never be over. Dear ones, we have the same struggle as we live our lives as Christians today. Our struggle is always to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, true God, come into the flesh and into the world to save the world from sin, death, and the devil. That struggle that we have is to teach the Word of God in its truth and purity, and to administer the sacraments correctly, properly. It is true. It is true that God sets up governments for our benefit, to allow for peace and the spread of the gospel. It is also true that God sets up His church for our benefit, so that we can preach the gospel, so that our sins are forgiven, and so that our faith is strengthened. We have great respect for the authorities, both civil and spiritual. But when the devil perverts the government to the point that it foments confusion and perverts the pure teaching of the Word of God, or when the church becomes corrupted by false teachers and corrupt leaders who put the authority of men over the authority of Scripture, then we must follow the Word of God. Always. Always. Either way, whether government or church, we must cling to the Word of God. To the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God the Father has given all authority in heaven and on earth. We must always follow Him and Him only. And the way we follow Him, is to know the Word of God and preach it and teach it and hold it dear to our hearts. To know and love the Scriptures is to know and love Jesus. And to know and love Jesus is to know and love His Father. Lord, keep us steadfast in Your Word, only and always. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.